To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and time to get your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show started. It's the 29th of March, 2022. Got the best in tech that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Oh, the iPhone SE. Not exactly flying off the shelves. And we know this, well, because Apple already says they're going to cut production by 20%. This is all according to a report from the Nikkei Asia. Coming in the next corner, there will be 20% fewer iPhone SEs produced. And the article pretty much goes on to say that the demand, it just isn't quite there. Meaning now Apple might ship between about 15 to 20 million units. Unlike before, where they shipped around 25 to 30 million of them. Now, most people will probably point this towards supply chain issues, chip shortages, but from all accounts, we're not seeing that as the case. As for the reason why there's less demand for the phone, only one speculation is saying it's actually because it costs $30 more than the last one. That speculation, though, is a bit thin. Intel's feeling the need for speed, and they're going to give it to you as long as you want to be on a desktop. That's because they have officially announced the new Core i9. Apparently has a maximum boost clock speed of higher than 5.5 gigahertz. Meaning, at least according to Intel, it is the world's fastest desktop processor. So, yes, we can hear every gamer out there going now, "Oh man, I gotta have this!" Now, the Core i9 does have a lot in common with its predecessors, that are split up between 8 performance cores and 8 efficient cores, and has 24 threads. However, though, Intel's little secret, they boosted the base power from 125 watts to 150 watts. Hence, that's where the speed is coming in. It's power. Now, most people want to know how much that power is going to cost. And when are we going to be able to see the thing? Well, it looks like it's going to be available around April 5th. And you better get ready to set aside almost $740. Yeah, that's quite a bit increase over the last one. The previous Core i9, $589. And finally, OnePlus is dead. Long live OnePlus. Yeah, I'm talking about the phone. But really, in fact, its first phones were bare-bone devices, giving people value for money. Yes, gone are those days, it seems, however, though. Now, even though officially after 10 generations of phones, OnePlus is still very much there, it seems the vision of the company is not anymore. And the biggest reason for that? Well, that's because last year, you might remember, OnePlus, they officially merged with Oppo. So, yes, no longer an independent company. That also means the user experience will be changing too. Now, yeah, the Oxygen OS, it'll still be around. However, though, it's going to be tweaked quite a bit, and it won't feel familiar at all. Also, not forgetting to mention that OnePlus shift to the shared code base for both platforms. Yeah, the switchover, not going very smooth. Now, of course, with all this being said, OnePlus, at least according to Oppo, still has a bright future. The only problem is, though, is the longtime customers of OnePlus may not be really a part of it anymore. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the British Tech Network content over there. You can also follow us on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and of course our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.